You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
From anybody that we ever have slow news days. I've been on air 32 years this month on the 15th of our anniversary, and I've never seen a slow news day. But the amount of things happening in this compressed, accelerated civilization in a day didn't used to happen in a year when I was first on air. It's all coming out. You name it, it's coming out. Now, the old globalist order fell apart. Started 18 years ago when China double-crossed them, but it was clear in the last 5-6 years it was done. But that in that power vacuum would come a new system. And we had a lot of discussions about, we better talk about what that is. I said 1776 worldwide, freedom, justice. Nations dealing, you know, together through sovereignty. And Trump was hitting on all cylinders the first 6 months of administration. And then he made an abrupt turn as soon as Elon left. And things have just gotten worse since then. And now, we are seeing foreign policy of 5-6 contradictions a day by Trump. Lies. Or he's out of his mind. Either way, it's a disaster. I don't know. Total cuckoo town. But what we know is the globalists behind this are advising him, and they want a worldwide financial collapse to consolidate control. That has been their main North Star mission. And what have I been saying before he even got reelected? I said they're going to try a new virus, but people are aware of that, so that probably won't be it. It will be a war. It will be Iran and or both Russia. And Trump's smart enough not to go to nuclear war with Russia, despite the neocons trying to get us going there. And the psychotic Democrats going to bomb them with heavy missiles and all the sneak attacks and Operation Spiderweb. So instead, they're going with Iran. And Iran has not fallen. Iran has closed the Strait of Hormuz. It is sending shockwaves just a month into the world economy. We're only 32 days into this war starting. And Trump gives a speech last night with no exit ramp. After now 18 times saying the war is basically over, we won, or the war is over, or, oh, we've already had regime change, we've gotten what we want. He said that. Hegg has said it the last 48 hours. And I said, he can only do this thing saying the war is over and the Strait of Hormuz will be open soon 3 or 4 times until the markets react with disaster. Because every time it stays closed, it goes up. He says the problem's fixed. It goes down. I said, how many times do you do that? 3, 4 times? 5 times, maybe? You notice last night's speech had the opposite effect. The biggest one-day increase in oil prices ever. It was like $14 an increase so far. It's growing. It's 13 an hour ago. It's like 14 bucks up. Trump says Iran no longer a threat. U.S. will keep hitting country very hard in next phase. So you're no longer a threat, but now we're going to blow your water supplies up. Meanwhile, Vance was set to meet today telephonically via, you know, video link, Zoom, or whatever they're using, with the main Iranian negotiator. Well, the Israelis blew him and his wife up overnight. She's dead. He's in critical condition. And that's what the Iranians keep saying. Every time we try to negotiate, you kill us. And boy, is Lindsey Graham happy. And Israel said last week, we're not stopping. Just like they, 32 days ago, initiated the attack because they heard Trump wasn't going to do it. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, everybody told him, don't do it. There's no exit, less than a 10% chance you have success of a regime change. But then Trump tells everybody, oh, there's nothing left, but we're going to the main phase now, blowing up their water and electricity supply that targets the public we supposedly love so much over there. So this is wildly illegal, wildly unpopular. I've talked to top pollsters. It's not just establishment pollsters. Trump is at his all-time low, 33 points. It will devastate the midterms. It will devastate the economy. It already is. It will supercharge inflation. The Federal Reserve will raise interest rates. They're already saying they are. And this kills the whole plan, which then puts us into default. The country goes bankrupt. We already are. And the globalists get their great reset. Yeah, a new statement. Get that video. I forgot that. Trump admits he's easily seduced by bad people. What? I mean, we got clip 31. In fact, what happens when somebody is in early stage dementia? And by the way, Yahoo got it wrong. It was at the top of Yahoo, and my dad got calls. Everybody, I talked a few days ago about my grandfather, my mom's dad, smartest guy probably ever knew, very eccentric, all about the New World Order, globalist, everything else, you know, space travel, quantum mechanics, everything. He'd done it all, Army Air Corps, prospector, lease hound, wildcatter when he was young, businessman, all of it, astronomer. But the last year from a stroke, he was out of his mind, like a bad three-year-old. And I consider him dead then. That's not my grandfather. So I said with my grandfather, you know, it's like Trump. He was this good man overall, and the things he did was good overall. He had a lot of courage. This is not the same man. And they headline, Alex Jones talks about his father in dementia and his father dying. My dad doesn't have dementia. He's not dead. They just can't get anything right. Just a correction there. You all heard it about my grandfather. What was that? Monday. So with early dementia, it's like a light bulb that's about to go out. Remember old incandescent ones where they would get brighter and then kind of start going in and out for a day or so and then be gone. Sometimes, you know, they pop at the end. So Trump will blaze bright and say something really true and smart, and then he'll get dim, and then he'll kind of buzz and flash and crackle. And that's why you'll have 5-6 times a day. I mean, oh, we won. It's over. No, it's going to go on forever. Total destruction. I'll never let him have the straight. Yes, we're giving up the straight. I'm getting out of NATO. We're staying in NATO. And when you know people in early dementia, that is exactly what they do. And so I think we're dealing with the madness of King George III here. And unlike Biden, who was just completely out of his gourd before he even stole the election, with Trump, you know, maybe if he started working 8 hours a day, maybe if he got the right medical attention, he's got swollen ankles, the neocons attack me, you're insane, that means nothing. Folks, when you got ankles that big, you got congestive heart failure, okay? I know people that have gotten, who are totally healthy, who got a viral infection of the heart, and the right side of their heart starts failing, they get on the right medication, get it fixed, their ankles swell up, their stomach swells up, they get them on medication, the heart heals, they go completely back to normal. I mean, I've had family that's happened to. Most of you have. You know this. Ankles from this big to this big, baby, you're in heart failure. That's what that means. And they attack me like, oh, you're just criticizing our dear leader. No, I'm not. I was the first guy years before he stole the election to say Biden had a serious cognitive decline. He already had, but he was like, he went down overnight. And I said, he had a stroke or something. So we got a big, big problem. And so he'll say something incredibly true. Then he'll say something incredibly wrong. Then he'll contradict that. Then he'll do it again. Oh, we can't help with Medicare and Medicaid. We can't increase funding for that. And that's always the big third rail situation that you know you don't touch. That's political suicide. And he comes out last night and says, we can't help with daycare, Medicare, and Medicaid. We're in a war. And his new budget is a wartime economy. And changes what he was doing before about a recovery here. So Trump is off the rails, folks. I support the old Trump. And I see the neocons all over the place. They're all attacking me everywhere. Oh, Jones is doing this for clicks. He's joined the grifters to attack Trump. The Democrats don't listen to my show. The Democrats don't buy my products. I'm a populist, conservative, Christian nationalist. I'm trying to get policies done. I'm trying to save the country. I don't come up with an idea or what I'm going to say on air because it makes money. I sell good products to make money. I don't think about what will get me ratings. I think about what's true. I've been on the air since before social media. But again, those attacks are just ridiculous. You can openly see this earpiece just keeps falling off. You know, the key to this is attaching it in the middle, not on the side. As of late, it keeps getting attached on the side for some reason. But I'm going to try this again here and see if I can do a show today as best I can. All right. There we go. Let's just start over now. So, no one who's paying attention can deny that Trump has become extremely erratic. Now, some people try to cover that and say, well, he's doing negotiations, he's trying to confuse people. Now, I've seen his tactics before where he'll have a low tariff, they come back and say no, he does a super high tariff, so they come back and accept what he wanted. That's a negotiation. That is not what this is. He is all over the map. It is destroying confidence in the economy, and no one in their right mind can say the feds aren't going to go in with legislation to shore up Medicare and Medicaid. That is political suicide. No one can deny that. Then bizarre statements about, well, I let really evil people influence me and I shouldn't. And of course, he's talking about the neocons in Israel, but in his very speech, he then demonized anyone questioning Charlie Kirk's murder, that there could be accomplices, and says they should have their asses sued off. Of course, it's coming out. He wasn't shot with 30-odd six bullet. The ATF says it isn't that bullet. Of course it's not. Anyone that knows about ballistics and shot things with high caliber rifles like a 30-odd-6 knows that's pure crap. So Trump is surrounded by sycophants, by people that just want to make money. That's one level. Then a bunch of Israeli spies who are completely out of their minds and thinking one-dimensionally about their power in Israel itself, not just Israel's power, but a group in Israel. And it is a runaway train over the edge of a cliff. And all the people at Mar-a-Lago and their tuxedos and just the delusion of being around power, when it, you know, to play dress up, that's not me. I don't want to be in D.C. I don't want to be around the power. I don't want to be in Hollywood. I don't want to be at the A-list parties. I was invited to all that. Couldn't stand it. But so many people think that's success. That's how the Democrats are with Hollywood and the media and their parties and their cocktail parties and their delusional garbage. I want to change trends. I want to empower humanity. I want to go to the stars. I want life assisted technology. I want to get us off the eugenicist death cult depopulation cult track. I want to get us off the population collapse track. I'm thinking big like Elon Musk is. And I think you're thinking big as well. I want results. I want my life to matter. I'm pro-humanity. I love humanity. By extension, I think of everyone out there as if they're an extension of me, and I'm an extension of you. I'm an individual, but in our species, we are a collective. And that is how you transcend and live forever. That's what God's looking for. So as I predicted weeks ago and again on Monday, I said, Tulsi Gabbard will be gone within 1 month. And when I saw Trump on Monday, asked about her, he goes, yeah, she's all right. Yeah, sure. I don't want to talk about her. Gone, because she didn't lie to him about the war. She's a good person. Now, Pam Bondi, Trump wants prosecutions of his enemies because he knows they're coming after him when he's out of office. At least he's still got that instinct. She is horrible, servile, controlled by Susie Wiles. So, Trump, if you don't like Pam Bondi, who they're saying he's getting ready to fire, and I think it's about to happen. I predict that'll be done within 3 weeks, a month. How do we get back to that old Trump, and how do we get him to realize it's Susie Wiles, it's her boss from the lobbying firm? So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen, and it is insane. To the maximum level. We'll be breaking it all down today. Kyle Serafin, who's batting 1,000 on his predictions and analysis, will be joining us next hour on the Capitol police officer that some investigative journalists connected to the pipe bombing. at the Blaze. Turns out she was questioned about the pipe bombing by the FBI and given a lie detector test and failed it in royal flush. We'll also look at the assassination of Kirk and the bullet not being a 30-06, according to the ATF. We will look at Bondi and her departure and all of his intel, the latest on Epstein, and more. And we have other guests as well I'll tell you about later in the transmission. But let's go ahead and go to those clips that I just mentioned. Let's go to 30 first and then 31. Here's Trump dismissing Medicare and Medicaid. And then they talked, the White House talked to Bloomberg, and they said, no, we're going on a wartime economy. Can't worry about that little stuff. So that's political suicide. And then you have Trump in a moment of truth. Oh, I let really evil people influence me. Here's the clips.
Because the United States can't take care of daycare. That has to be up to a state. We can't take care of daycare. We're a big country. We have 50 states. We have all these other people. We're fighting wars. We can't take care of daycare. You got to let a state take care of daycare, and they should pay for it, too. They should pay. They have to raise their taxes, but they should pay for it. And we could lower our taxes a little bit to them to make up. But we, it's not possible for us to take care of daycare. Medicaid, Medicare, all these individual things, they can do it on a state basis. You can't do it on a federal. We have to take care of one thing, military protection.
And then he points at Mark Levin, who is his brain now, the Israeli operative, and says, you know, I've listened to evil people before, but what he's saying is, now I listen to you, which he said on Truth Social a bunch. You don't know what I'm going to do. This is my brain. This is my God. This is my master. And he looks at Mark and says, I'm easily seduced by bad people. Of course, he's really talking about him, but he means, no, I no longer listen to the evil Tucker Carlson and the evil Tulsi Gabbard and the evil Joe Kent. Here's the clip.
And the other thing, this was not part of what I wanted to do, but we've done it, I guess, through sheer force of personality. We have a regime change like nobody thought was possible. They said, what do you mean you have regime change? My friend, great show. I love this guy. He's so nice to me. Every time I watch, and I appreciate, you know, we're not supposed to be seduced that way, right? But I am. When somebody's nice to me, I love that person. Even if they're bad people, I couldn't care less. I'll fight to the end for them. So I appreciate it. But, you know, I mean, I want to see no nuclear weapon, but we also won regime change. They said.
But you're not allowed to strike somebody first for regime change. That's illegal. So it's not regime change, right? What a bizarre, crazy statement. Yeah, I remember Roger Stone, when we broke that big Kennedy news, had like 100 million views with the insider Democrat DNC head saying, yeah, you know, LBJ killed Kennedy. When we broke that, and it literally 100 million views on X alone, it was all over the news. Trump was watching a nighttime show we did, so he calls Roger up, they call me up. And it's all, it was last year, it's all, well, wow, show, look, you know, you're so great. Well, you know, you'll come up to the White House soon, come to dinner. And then Roger went that weekend and had dinner, and I, you know, didn't go. But the point is that Trump's like a little kid. And once the man, twice the child, as William Shakespeare said, that's what's happening now. Now, here he is on the Strait of Hormuz. Israel goes and starts it. We get drug in. The Iranians have closed. They put a $2 million toll on every ship. The Navy knows they can't go in there because of all their artillery and missiles, which Trump had a clip yesterday admitted, oh, they have all these missiles, short range, we can't bring ships in. So it's up to you. After we, under Israel's control, go and start it. What a bizarre, reckless statement and policy. And we're just supposed to sit here and watch a never-Trumper enemies all lined up and told, you will now salute these people and all the good people and all the combat veterans and all the patriots, they're out. You are betraying us, Trump. We are not betraying you. And we got to get organized and focus on the Democrats and how evil they are. And at a certain point, this is too crazy what Trump's doing and the economy and everything. We got to cover. We got to put pressure on him to not have boots on the ground. He says he's backed away from that, which probably means they're going to strike, like some sources are saying, this weekend. And if we cross that line, all the analysts agree, full commitment, we're screwed. And, hey, I hope the Iranians fall. I'm rooting for us, even though I don't agree with these policies. I'm not happy about this. I don't want to see Trump do this and this be a 10 times worse disaster so I can be right. Here's Trump on the Strait of Hormuz, clip 7.
The countries of the world that do receive oil through the Hormuz Strait must take care of that passage. They must cherish it. They must grab it and cherish it. They can do it easily. We will be helpful, but they should take the lead in protecting the oil that they so desperately depend on. So to those countries that can't get fuel, many of which refuse to get involved in the decapitation of Iran, we had to do it ourselves. I have a suggestion. Number one, buy oil from the United States of America. We have plenty. We have so much. And number two, build up some delayed courage. Should have done it before. Should have done it with us, as we asked. Go to the Strait and just take it, protect it, use it for yourselves. Iran has been essentially decimated. The hard part is done, so it should be easy. And in any event, when this conflict is over, the Strait will open up naturally. It'll just open up naturally. They're going to want to be able to sell oil because that's all they have to try and rebuild. It will resume the flowing, and the gas prices will rapidly come back down. Stock prices will rapidly go back up. They haven't come down very much, frankly. They came down a little bit, but they've had some very good days over the last couple of days.
So Israel and the United States start this. 3 weeks ago, Trump orders the Navy to go in there and escort ships. They say, sir, we can't do it because they have thousands of pieces of artillery, missiles, you know, right in there. It's a fish in a barrel. And so Trump goes, hey, all of you go in there now. You go and stop them. And then he just says, well, if we pull out, it'll just go back to normal because they want to sell it. Yeah, and put a toll on everybody. But already we've got almost a month of it closed, and that sent all these shockwaves. And that's if his gamble works. And we had a negotiation set with our head negotiator today with J.D. Vance, and Israel blew him and his wife up. She's dead. He's fighting for his life. They always say that. He's probably dead. So there you go. Israel's already said, we're not stopping, bro. So there you go. Who's in charge of America? President Benjamin Netanyahu and his vice president, Mark Levin. That's it. That is our president and vice president. We didn't vote for him, but they are the presidents. We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultimatestore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.